Next week, a new documentary will raise the curtain on one of American literature's most mysterious figures.
The publication of Catcher in the Rye in 1951 was a revolution.
There had not been a voice like that.
When you're a kid and you read Catcher in the Rye, you're just like, oh my God, somebody gets it.
I remember that being the first book you take with you.
It is a phenomenon. How many millions and millions came to that book?
The great mystery is why he stopped.
He, being J.D. Salinger, who stopped publishing in 1965, died in 2010. In between, he was rarely seen outside his Cornish, New Hampshire home. One of those who did see him, Yale freshman Joyce Maynard. In 1972, Joyce wrote a New York Times cover story, An 18-Year-Old Looks Back on Life. It captivated young Americans and J.D. Salinger, who was 53. He wrote to Joyce, asked her to come to New Hampshire to live with him. Their relationship lasted for 9 months until Salinger abruptly ended it. Joyce Maynard, of course, became an author in her own right and kept silent about their affair until her 1998 memoir, At Home in the World. Many of Salinger's fans saw the book as an act of betrayal. She saw it as claiming her voice, which she continues to do. She told us that's why she agreed to appear in the new documentary.
It would not have been my choice that the name of a man who I last had a conversation with in 1973 would continue to haunt me on a regular basis. Not by my choice, but what am I to do? Say nothing? Let other people decide what the truth was. So I did, after, with some hesitation, agree to be interviewed for the Salinger documentary, and I have no idea what it will look like. My hope is that if people are interested in this story, they will go to the source. So I took great pains to make At Home in the World available again with a new preface. And the part that I'm proudest of is that for the first time, I recorded it. It was a grueling process to sit in a studio and go over the story of some of the most painful experiences of my life. But I wanted people to be able to hear in my voice what happened.
Joyce Maynard, the new documentary Salinger opens in theaters next week. And by the way, also next week, we'll have a conversation with Joyce about her terrific new novel, which was inspired by the true story of the San Francisco serial killer called The Trailside Killer. That's next week on Here and Now.